Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to talk about AASA, ASA. It consists of three A's and one S, like triple AS, but the combination is different. So the ASA is way behind the triple AS, but you put in alphabetical order, it's next to triple AS. So he's a second to triple AS, and I second Dr. Leshner's, you know, the suggestion that we should some take actions out of every global forums. So much has been said about what's the goal or missions of the learned societies and learned individuals. So I'm not going to say the same words, but because I am representing Asia here, I would like to some characteristics of the ASA. ASA also provides a forum for scientists and technologists to discuss and provide advice on issues related to science and technology, R&D, and the application of technology to sustainable development. Same words. And the establishment international interdisciplinary network for scientific and technological cooperation and plays a pivotal role in promoting cooperation for the development of science technology in the region. The member countries are 26 right now. You can see that it covers from Turkey to up to the Alaska, Siberian, Russian Siberian, and down to Australasia. So the Middle East, also the Asia. So it covers vast areas. And we have ASA events. The mission of our events is the same to fulfill the mission of our organization. So I won't go through these sentences. We do have four major programs. The first program is science education in Asia and the Pacific. Here, the Pacific means Oceania. And the second one is sustainable development in Asia. And third one is economic advancement. We didn't say economic development. Economic advancement through science, technology, and innovation. And last and the fourth one is women in science. The science education program is to generate regional programs on science education in Asia and the Pacific, which can collaborate with the other similar programs in the Americas, Africa, and Europe, and global initiatives that inter-academy panel program is undertaking, and we've heard about many, you know, that young scientists and young students programs too here. So we had annual science education conferences to set 2007 in Bangkok, 2008 Ankara, 2009 Dhaka, and 2010 Seoul. And it was partly supported by the Third World Academy of Sciences, too. And the major emphasis will be put on dissemination of best practices, which are well established in other countries, so we can disseminate the best practices and also the education of science teachers. The second program, Sustainable Development in Asia. It was championed by the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and it's common problems in the areas of energy, environment, resources, and especially culture in Asia too. And also to provide advice to the governments of member countries for sustainable Asia. And two annual regional workshops on sustainable development related topics such as water, energy, environmental issues, and promotion of green transition. It means that most of the Asian countries are developing economies, so the green transition is essential. If you got the technology, dirty technology transfer, it's going to be a big headache. That's why we are emphasizing on green transition. And the annual workshops are yearly basis or two-year basis. And we have published reports in five volumes by the Springer, and the title was Towards a Sustainable Asia. And the summary book, the title, The Green Transition and Innovation. And the other books are on energy, environment and climate change, natural resources, and the cultural perspectives. And these are three books published by Springer. Two other books, I didn't show it here. And the economic advancement through science, technology, innovation program is, you can say that Asia is the region with the most diverse development models for different economic development stages. This fact indicates, on the other hand, Asian countries can benefit enormously by joint efforts of learning different development models of other countries. So it is a common challenge, not just for the policymakers or governments of Asian countries, but also for Asian academies to find an effective and efficient approach to economic advancement. So main subtopics are long-term science technology basic planning, national science technology governance system building, industry development planning, human resources development, R&D management, sustainable technology transfer, and country case studies. And ASA also plans to invite some speakers and participants from America and African countries to share knowledge, experience, and the programs. I think that we can say in briefly the aim of this all global forums is to narrow the ever-widening gaps between haves and have-nots by sharing knowledge or science, technology, or innovation or skills. That's why we are going to join forces together with IANAS and NASAC too. And when we do have some ASA events, there is some guidelines. Host academy supports in-country local expenses. That means room and board, local transportation, but not in hotels. University dormitories are good for our workshops, very cheap. And that's the host country should support the in-country expenses for official participants from foreign member academies. And we should invite up to 30% of young scientists and students. In Korea, young scientists means below 45 years old. And I think in Austria, young scientists are below 60 years old. Am I right? Because the academy is getting older and older. And ASA headquarters supports airfare of official delegates in need up to $500, not all of them. And after each event, resolution or communique or recommendation is required to distribute to member academies and to send them to their respective governments. It's my final slide, and just early November this year, we had a meeting at Kathmandu, Nepal. There are three academic societies in Asia. One is ASA, which I represent. One other is FASAS. FASAS is the Federation of Asian Scientific Academies and Societies, and it was established by INAS, Indian National Academy of Sciences, INSA Science Academy, since 1984. And ASA is what I represent. It was existed since 2000. And at Kathmandu meeting, FASAS has their council meeting. That's their general assembly. And ASA has a board meeting. We have decided to merge it together. So name is going to be AAWSSA, ASA. ASA in Korean, it's a phrase, oh, ole. So it's a good ASA, and it's going to be consist of 30 countries, the founding members, 34 institutes, and Asia is aiming at the one Asia. So it's one step toward one world. We have discussed about this one SNT foundation, especially the Professor Y.T. Lee suggested that this one is also one step toward that kind of organization. And one remaining Asian science organization is it's a Science Council in Asia. It's supported by Japan, but their member nations are not that many. So I would like to invite Mr. Taniguchi. Japan should also join this ASA. Thank you so much.